This is Dr. David Price, and you're listening to Verse by Verse. Today, we continue our look at what we're calling the Foreigner's Guidebook, based upon Peter's first epistle. Our study takes us today to 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 9. You probably don't know the name Vinko Bogatek, but if you ever tuned into ABC's Wide World of Sports, you saw him. Probably more times than you remember. Vinko was a ski jumper from Yugoslavia. At the 1970 World Championships in West Germany, he flew off the takeoff ramp and crashed hard. It became one of the most replayed clips in sports television history, used for years to open the show under those famous words, "the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat." Well, years later, someone finally tracked down Vinko and told him something he never knew. Since that fall in 1970, his accident had been aired on national television, get this, 130 times a year. For decades, he was famous and he had no idea. His worst moment, the one that took him down, had actually made him a household image for generations. Why start with a ski jumper from 1970? Because the Apostle Peter is writing to a group of people who felt exactly like Vinko, knocked down, scattered, and completely unaware that their hardest season was about to become the very thing that gave their story eternal weight. Peter is writing to Jewish and Gentile Christians who had been forcibly relocated, deported actually, into Roman provinces across what is now modern Turkey. They had lost their homes, their jobs, in many cases their family relationships. And in the middle of all that loss, Peter does something remarkably. He doesn't minimize their pain. He reminds them of what they still have. An inheritance in heaven that, in his words, can never perish, spoil, or fade. Well, that sets us up for the passage we're studying, 1 Peter 1, 6-9. Peter writes, "In this you rejoice greatly, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Notice what he's doing. He's not asking them to pretend the trials aren't real. He's asking them to hold two things at once, real grief and real rejoicing. Why? Because their joy isn't anchored to their circumstances. It's anchored somewhere else entirely. Well, over the next few segments, we'll walk through three comparative statements Peter makes to these scattered, hurting believers. Three ways they could hold on to hope when everything visible said otherwise. Joy in spite of trials. Genuine faith in spite of refinement. And love in spite of never having even seen Jesus with their own eyes. If you've ever felt like Vinko, knocked off the ramp, out of control, wondering if your worst moment will define you, you're going to want to stay with us. Peter has something to say to you today. Guess what? Your hardest season might just be the very thing that God is using to write your story. This has been Verse by Verse. Next time, we'll begin with Peter's first comparative joy, joy in spite of trials. Join me again then for Verse by Verse.